7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 lines on the bottom. Reb Chir Bar Bo, and it's all one line above the end of the Gilyon HaShas in the left-hand margin. See the, where the Gilyon HaShas ends, the left-hand margin? It's one line above that. Okay? So Reb Chir Bar Bo asked the question. Tvua Shaloka Be'erev HaPesach. If Tvua, this is a theological question, which the Gemara doesn't give an answer, which just remains going to remain difficult. Tvua Shaloka Be'erev HaPesach. If grain goes bad, no, he doesn't have the place. You don't have the place. On the wrong, in the right page? No, you're in Yuma. No, you're not in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Next Masechta. A couple more.
Probably goes by the whole sefer.
Before Sukkah. No, next. After Shkolim. Yes.
Probably goes by the whole sefer.
By what?
Mm.
No. Okay, Rechir Bar Bo asked, boy, Tvua Shaloka Be'erev Pesach, if grain went bad on Erev Pesach, meaning the time for Tvua to be judged is on Pesach, right? So let's say grain went bad on Erev Pesach. So theologically, what's it connected to? Inte Me'ezadin Loke, from which judgment is it afflicted? Inte Me'ezadin Loke, if you're going to say it's from the year which is coming in, which starts on Pesach, Akedun Lo Olos, it hasn't started yet. Inte Me'ezadin the Nafkus. He was going to say it's in the year before. Hachain. Look in with me. Hachain. In Tema Shata, the Nafkas. Hachain habas murcha kol shata. Milke kadon. So long you was took. Hachain so much. Havas murcha. It was extended. Kol shata the entire year. Milke kadon that it only got afflicted now. In other words, theologically, why couldn't God, if God determined that the grain could get afflicted, why did he wait till the last possible moment to do it? Can't be from next year, because next year didn't start yet. Can't be from last year, because he had to wait till the last moment. I don't understand the question. I really don't understand the question, but the Yerushalmi doesn't answer it. It leaves it difficult. Why does he wait till the last moment? Okay? Now, the Gemara asks the same question. This is about human beings, but...
What happens if a human being is sick?
Yeah, but it's interesting. The Yerushalmi doesn't ask the same way about human beings. Elu shemeisim mi Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. Not the ones who die erev Rosh Hashanah. Yerushalmi asks about those who die between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Meizadine meisim. Why they die? In tamer mishat adalos. If you're going to say because of the year which just came in, akadun lo alos. It hasn't begun yet because the chasima is on Yom Kippur, right? So the Amun yet had a gemar din. In time Rishata the Nafkas, and if you're going to say it's from the year before, from the previous Yom Kippur, so Hachen Ava Murchan Kol Shatumi Mamas Gedon, God waited all this time in order to kill him now? Same question. But here the Gemara gives an answer already. Lo Shama Lo Shmiya Dama Rabbi Kruspa B'Shem Rabbi Yochan. Obviously, he had not heard that which Rabbi Kruspa said named Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Kruspa say named Rabbi Yochanan? Shosh Pikasiya saying. There are three books, right? Achad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, one of complete Tzadikim, is a famous Gemara. We have Rosh Hashanah Bavli too. One of complete Tzadikim. Vachad Shel Rishoyim Gemurim, one of complete Rishoyim. Achad Shel Beinim, and one of the in between guys. Zeshel tzadikim kumurim, the one for a complete tzadikim, kvar notlu ifufse shochai, they already got their kvittel, their gmar de gzar din of life in Rosh Hashanah. Zeshel shoyin kumurim, kvar notlu ipupit shalohem, they got their gzar din in Rosh Hashanah also. Shabbeinonim, the one of Beinonim, kvar nitan lohem aseres mei tshuva, they were given the aseres mei tshuva, shmei roshon liyom kippurim. If they do tshuva, they're written with tzaddikim. And if not, they're written together with the Rishoyim. So now, the people therefore die between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, who are they? No. Beinonim after Yom Kippur, who dies between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rishoyim, right? Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that they're actual Rishonim, but the ones who are Gzar Din already, that this year their time is up. Okay? Because so, the Gzar Din is actually on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur for them. Okay? Okay, my time.
Well, for that metal, why wait until Yom Kippur? Why not slaughter them the day after Rosh Hashanah?
What? Based on the Yerushalmi's Havamin, you're saying. Well, we assume that mass wholesale slaughters don't sit with us very well. We diffuse it a little bit, you know, but not till the end of the year.
It's been my impression that there's a lot of people that are nifter around the time.
Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
Not necessarily between, right before Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Until the end of Tishrei.
Maybe you're right. Wholesale slaughters. Okay, my time. What's the fuss that teaches us this thing? Yimachum Sefer, they should be eradicated from the book. Elu Roshoyim. That's it. Kick them out. Chaim, the Sefer. It says Sefer Chaim. What is Chaim? Elu Tzadikim. They're in the book. Vim Tzadikim, I kosu who are not written in the book. Elu Beinonim. They're not erased, but they're not yet written in. In other words, they got the 10 days. Rabbi Chanani Chavrein, the Rabban, Rabbi Chanani, the friend of the rabbi's boy, he asked a question. Now, this is an amazing theological question. He says, why does God need the 10 days? He knows on Rosh Hashanah whether the Beinonim are going to do tshuva or not. Right? What?
I just said, oh,
he really, he knows, so what does he have to wait for, right? The Or Sameach, actually, Or Sameach has a whole discussion of Yedin Bechira, the age-old question, you know, Rama Hichlis Tshuva, God knows everything, so why is it not preordained? He actually brings on the Yerushalmi and discusses it at length. Because Yerushalmi's answer is, V'lo Shmiya Dom Rabbi Simon Meshem Rabbi Shem Levi Asi, Rabbi Chanina has not heard the Erech Rabbi Simon to name Rabbi Shem Levi, Ein HaKosh Baruch Hu Danes Odom El B'Shosh Oy Meid Bo. God only judges a person Basher Husham as he is at that moment. It was, even though God can know what will be, God does not take that into account. Right, like Bayishmo, right? My time was supposed to be Bayishmo, Al-Tiri, very good. Do not be afraid. Yishom Elokim HaKol Nar Basher Husham. God listened to Yishmo's cries as he was then. Famous Rashi there on the Pasuk says that even though God knows that Yishmo is eventually, his children are eventually going to kill the Jews, now it's Yishmo that moment is in Tzadik. We keep him alive. Okay? So too, Hashem judges everybody on the spot by their status at that time. That's why even though he knows it's going to happen to Beinonim, he doesn't take that into account. Hashem purposely ignores that which he knows. Okay? Says more, Rabbi Levi, Ksiv, it says, Lo yisyatzvu holim leneged einecho. This is the same pasuk which he explains to indicate the same thing. It says, the whole... Oh, yes.
There is no substitute.
No, that's not necessarily true. See, I'm very fond of quoting, although can't quote it here in full because we'll have to be brief, but very fond of quoting. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, when dealing, his answer on the Yediyah Bechir question is the best one I know. And his answer, Yediyah Bechir question, is that God, as part of the Tzimtzum, God acts vis-a-vis us as if he is only an Elohim and not an Avaya, which means he's only a God and not the transcendent, omnipotent, omniscient one. And that means that God, in fact, acts with us as if he's constrained by time, as if he's constrained by lacking foreknowledge, and as if he is not all-powerful, but rather has to be coaxed to do what's right by davening or by mitzvahs and so on and so forth. So God, in fact, can choose. Part of the principle of which Tzimtzum tells us is this monumental chiddush that God can choose to act as he is constrained by time. The Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim B'chumash. Towards the beginning of his perush. So that's part of the Or HaChaim's concept of Tzimtzum, of God's restricting his all-powerfulness. And that's really what it says here. That's really what God is saying. God chose intentionally to limit himself because otherwise the world couldn't exist. That's part of Tzimtzum. God has to act with restraint. It's like Rush Limbaugh says, where one half his brain tied behind his back, right? So, that's what you can say. Okay? So, So there's a pasuk which indicates the same thing. El Vafir Dos is not enough of Doros. So it says here, Rabbi Levi, it says, Levi says, Siv Lois Yatsu Holim Lenegade Necho. The scoffers will not stand opposite you. Now, the not stand means will not stand bedin. Yisyatzvu in a lot of times means lisyatze bedin. So he says, even scoffers, hololim, are people who praise, actually it's not scoffers, but people who praise Rishoyim. People who praise Rishoyim, they're not Rishoyim yet. They just praise Rishoyim. They look up to Rishoyim. But they're not judged, even though God knows eventually if you praise a Rasha, what are you going to become yourself? They're a Rasha. But not right now, you're not a Rasha. Lo yisyatzu olim negadecho. Lama? Why? Because who do you hate? Only the people who actually are doing evil. Right? Again, because the principle of Asher Usham, you only judge negatively those who are actually involved in doing evil right now, not the people who eventually will be doing evil. Okay? So it's that dichotomy. And again, Dorish Rabbi Simosi Socha the Kfar Mandi, Rabbi Sarah Kfar Mandi Darshan, Kiyuya Dea may say Shov. He will, Hashem knows that eventually the people are going to go astray. I couldn't find the puzzle. It's not an EOU dollar, so I'm not sure exactly how to translate it. But it means that Hashem knows with those who will die because of emptiness. V'yirav, and he's going to see that they're going to do sins eventually. V'lois bonay, but he's not going to consider it now. Again, because right now, they're still free. Right, free of sin. So even they're going to die, chayev, right now they're free. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, im zach v'yosher ha'yisa, en k'siv kan. In judging a person, doesn't say, im zach v'yosher ha'yisa, if you are pure and straight. Now, if you are, ha'yisa means you were pure and straight, I should say. En k'siv kan, which would mean that you were in essence pure and straight. El zach v'yosher atah, and the pasuk continues, Ki atah, atah with an aleph, ki atah with an ayin, and it means if you're Zachvi Yosha right now, we'll let you off the hook. Even if you are, even if in the future you're not going to be the Zachvi Yosha, even if you're not really a Zachvi Yosha in the past either, but right now when we caught you in this sliver of time, you're all right. Okay, we'll let you go this time. It's an interesting thing, but Sheru Sham is not just. On the future, we don't take into account, but even the past, we sometimes don't take into account. We enjoy that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur too, right? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're very holy, and God looks at us favorably because we're very holy, even though we were stinkers the past year, right? But nevertheless, right now, since you're doing okay, so we let you off the hook now. Amar Rechia Barba, Rechia Barba said, why is this? Why is this? Why does God do this? So it's amazing, the theology which you have here. Zarzir Masnaim. Now, Zarzir Masnaim is a very fleet-footed animal. I looked in the Judaica Press translation. He brings down from, I forget, one of the Rishonim that it's a greyhound. Zarzir Masnaim. It's a fleet-footed animal which races. So it says a greyhound. I know they are greyhounds in ancient Israel, but that's what it says. Zarzir Masnaim Otaish. Is God a greyhound or is he an old goat? Melech al kumimo. He's a king and nobody will be able to come up against him. Al kum means al kum. Nobody will be able to come up against him. What does it mean? Benog shbolam, customary in the world, is zem evakish natzer zer zizo. Everybody races, they compete, right? So this guy wants his greyhound to win the race. And this one guy wants his greyhound to win the race. Right? You bet on greyhounds in Florida. They bet on greyhounds, right? Whereas Florida, they bet on greyhounds, right?
Well, they have Salukis.
The Salukis are a kind of greyhound?
They're very fast. They're fast
and greyhound. Okay, so maybe it's a Saluki. Okay? So I'd never heard of that strain before.
SIU
is?
That's what their mascot is?
The Saluki?
Yeah. SIU Salukis.
Really?
That's true.
I
never knew what it was.
SIU?
Carbondale.
It's a dog that tracks down animals.
What level of the NCAA do they play in?
I don't
Must be very low.
They're very
The lowest Nadrega, the highest Nadrega. All right. So this guy wants his ground to erase. Zemazakish and the tails is here, and this guy wants his ground to erase for Saluki, whatever it is. Avakush Baruch Hu Enokim, God is not like that. Elamelech Al Kumimo. God is a king who doesn't have to compete with anybody. It, you know, he's got all the time in the world. He's not pressured. He's not raised. Little boy, to talk about the day, nobody can accomplish rising up against him, right? So therefore, since that's the case, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu has no bite to compete with, so he can bide his time. Kilo lenetzach yariv, not for all eternity will there be a strife. The way we dash it, lo lenetzach yariv, God is not going to fight in order to be victorious. In other words, God doesn't have to fight with you. A human king, he has to compete with you like Rayon's racing, like Saluki's racing. But he doesn't have to race. God will take his time. And he doesn't have to fight any wars. Eventually, you're ending up in his hands anyway. So he could safely judge you as you are right now. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, now the way to read this next line, the way the Aruch reads it, and the Shari Torah Sarah Yisrael, and Rabbi Yosef Engel read it, it's a Greek line. It's Phara Basilius Onomus Ogrifus. And it translates as, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the Greek right, but it means that for a king, for a pharaoh, for a basileus, a king, onomus, the laws are not agrippus written. Meaning, kings don't have to abide by the laws of the country. Right? They make the laws. They don't have to abide by the laws. Right? So that's by a human king. Right? Normally, a king and the human king makes a decree. If he wants, he can fulfill it. If he wants, he doesn't fulfill it. Others keep it. God is not like that. Hashem makes a decree, and he keeps it first. My time, what Pasuk teaches us this. Keep my mishmeres. Ani Hashem, because I am God, meaning Ani Ushishamati Mitzvoseh Shel Torah Tchila, I kept the mitzvahs first. Meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu devised mitzvahs based on his wisdom. And his wisdom, of course, is something which is compelled by the very logic of divinity. Amrei Simon, Rabbi Simon said an example of this which is tachlistic. It says, rise before the elderly and the wise, because I am God. Meaning, I stood before an old man first. Where do we see that? Where did God stand for an old man? Come on, I have to be quicker on the draw. Where did God stand up for somebody? By Avram. Very good. By Avram Avinu. Beginning of Parshas Vayera, Hashem Nitzav Olav, right? Okay. Say, you guys ain't gonna win any Chidon Tanachs, like me, you lose to the girls from Ramaz. All right. Say. What? Yeah. Okay. Fine. So says the Gemara. Another. Oh, not yet. Amar Rabbi Simon says, "Ksiv mikimi goy gadol." Yeah, this is another famous quote. It's brought down. I think it's brought down the Bavli too. Amar Sibon, "Mi goy gadol shalochu kimish matim tzadikim." Who is a nation like this who has a chokin mishpat which is so righteous? Now, what does that refer to? First, Rosh Hashanah, when it says, you know, the chok lisro mishpat lelokei Yaakov, as we'll see later on. That's refers to the day of judgment. But Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua Charamar, one of them said, "Eizo umakumazos, who's like this nation?" Benoyek Sheba Elohim, customary in the world. Adam Shiodeh Sheish Lodin, person knows he's going to court. Well, the shchormi wears black. Misatim shchormi wrapped himself in black. Megados kano, and he grows his beard, becomes a chassid when he goes to court. Right now, the thing is that the achronim, they change the words of kano. Right, they change it to his hair, as you'll see why in a minute. Shani yodei echad in yotzi, no yodei yotzi gets all tense because he doesn't know how his court case is going to come out. I'm so in, okay, but Jews are not like that. El loyv shilavonim, they wear white. Masachim loyim, they wrap themselves white. Megalchim skonim, and they trim their beards. So the achronim changed, of course, because Jews don't trim their beards. They change it to megalchim sarim, they cut their hair, right? Va'ochlim, and they eat. V'shoysim, they drink. V'smeichim, they rejoice. Yoidim shakosh baruch hoitzam nisim, because they know kosh baruch does the nisim. When is that on Rosh Hashanah? That Hashem's going to save us. We're happy on Rosh Hashanah. V'chalgon amai, the other one said, Oimer, that's one interpretation. And the other one said, L'mochar adin, I'm sorry, Chalgon amai, I skipped a line. Ezu makum azos, who's a nation like this nation? Fascinating Gemara. But no, I don't remember this in the Bavli. But no, Shmuelam ha-shilton oimer adin ayoim. Customary, if the king says, okay, today's judgment, then the bandits, the opposition says, no, tomorrow's the judgment. So let me show him it. Who do you listen to? Lola Shilton, don't you listen to the king, right? But Kosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Kosh Baruch Hu's not like that. Amr based on Yom Rosh Hashanah. And so he leaves it up to us. The basin says today is Rosh Hashanah because the witnesses came today. Kosh Baruch Hu Emel Amalachi Asher. It's amazing Gemara. Shev says to the Malachim, Hamidu Bima, put out the docket, right? That's what they're called in the court, the docket, right? What's it called? Where the judge Yamdu Asanigorim, let the lawyers stand up. Yeah, the defending attorneys, Yam the Katikori, the prosecuting attorneys, Shom Rabbeni Bernai Bnei Yom Rosh Hashanah. My kids said today Rosh Hashanah. Nimlu Chubetz Labra, Basin decides to make it a leap year, leap month. Lebacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Malach Yisrael. So Hashem says, okay, let's back up shop. We'll come back tomorrow. Have Yerubima take away the docket. Yavu Senegorim, Yavu Kategorim. Nimlu Chubanai, then my children change their mind. Labra Lemochar, to change it tomorrow. My time of a pasuk teaches us this. Ki Choyk Yisraelu Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov. Meaning, im eino chok Yisrael, if the Jews have not made it today, kivyochol, so to speak, eino mishpat l'elokei Yaakov, then God can't make the judgment on that day. Amazing word. Similar is the next thing, right? Rabbi Christopher Shem Yehud said, l'shavar eilu mo'adei Hashem. First, the mo'adei were by God. Then he gave them over to us, mikam be'ech, asher tikru osom. Meaning that we set up the mo'adim, which is what you're referring to. If you designate them, they're my yomim tovim. If you love them, if not, they're not my yomim tovim. Now, there's one way of interpreting that, which is that that if you designate them in Basin. Another way of interpreting that is if you make them a mikro kodesh, nobody's even a mechabit yomtiv, then the proper yom tovim. If you don't call them yom tovim, but make a mikro kodesh, there's proper respect, so it's not a proper yomtiv. Okay? I'm Rishir Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon said, "Ksiv it says, Rabbi Sasisa, much you have done. Hato Hashem Elokai, you are God, my Lord. Niflo Secher, your wonders, Machshav Secher, your thoughts, Elenu are towards us. L'shava Rabbi Sasisa, once upon a time you did a lot. Mikan Ve'elach, but after you, that's in other words, that's when the Yom Tov were first initiated. They're based on wonders of God." But from here on in, once you gave us Yom Tovim, your wonders and your thoughts are upon us, meaning you gave us the Yom Tovim for ourselves. Am Rabbi Levi, said, it's an interesting thing. It's like a king who had a clock. Came and Shomad Beno, once his son stood up or grew up, Masra Lo, he gave it to him. So to God gave us the clock. What's the clock? To set up the calendar, and we determine when the Yom Tovim are, right? Am Rabbi Yisrael Chinina, L'melech she'olo shomer. It's like a king who had a shomer, which means an outpost, not an outpost, you know, an outlook, you know. What's it called? An outpost, where you look down on things, you know. Or as a watchtower. So he had a watchtower. Came Chava, no Masulon, and once his son came up, he gave it to them. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the capacity to perceive everything. Now here, the Korban Eidah says it's not just referring to Yom Tovim. It's referring to the Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave us a perspective on all of the Chochma of Hashem, of giving us the Torah, right? That's what he gave us, not just the power to set a clock, to set the calendar, but everything. It's like a king who had a signet ring, right? It says Chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, right? So Hashem's signet ring is truth, and that's came with Shomad Beno. Once his son became mature, Masaloi gave it to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the truth, gave us Torah Emes for ourselves, and that's the signet ring now of Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael is the nation of the Emes and nation of Torah. Am Rabbi Chia Bar Ba LeNagar. It's like a carpenter. It says God used the Torah as the tool with which he created the world. So it's like a carpenter's tool. Came a child, but no, once his child became mature, Masloi gave it to his son. On Rabbi Yitzchak Lemelch, Shailo, it's like king who had treasures. Came on Shabbat Noah, once his son became mature, most of the Lord gave it to him. Rabban Amrei, L'Roife Shalom, Matik Shofus, it's like a doctor who had a bundle of medicines. Came on Shabbat Noah, most of the Lord, so once his son became mature, gave it to him. So to the Torah, it's like a bundle of medicines for us, right? Eitz Chaim, Ilam HaChazikim, but it's like our medicine. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Olam, Ovi, the Father came named Maron. Rosh Hashanah, everybody passes in front of God, give name Maron. What's given name Maron? Rabbi Yachamar Kadein Dirin, like the animals which pass out of a pen for Meiser Behema. How do they pass? One by one. Right? So count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Kadosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Kadosh. So each person is judged independently. Rabban Amrei Kadein B'Magnimin. Whatever that word means, and I'm sure it's distorted, the Shnun is closer, it brings out another word, Binumin. If we have Lieberman on this, he tells what the original Greek is, but it's like a sharp cleft between two mountains through which one can only pass single file. And that's how God judges this. My time, what's the pasuk that teaches us this? Hayotzer yachad libam, that God creates together their heart. He understands all their activities. Now this is difficult, because it sounds like we all come together, right? Right? Together he looks at their hearts. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, this is the way to interpret the pasuk. He who put their hearts together, already understood all their deeds individually. So God judges as a cloud, but only after having looked at us at our independent deeds, right? Rabbi Lezer said, "Benok Shalom, customary man Noach liyotzer hazeh." He's also explained the pasuk. What's easier for artisan? Lasos me'akan kanim, to make 100 vessels, only stakabam, or to look at them. Loli stakabam is not to look at them. Now, what does he mean by this? He means, look, obviously a craftsman can look at 100 vessels, but at first he's got to make them, right? So it means is that God first looks at everybody individually, so to speak, makes them, right? And then he looks at them all together. So Hayotzer, first he makes them, and then Yachad Libam, then he looks at them all together, and you know, and gives them an overview as a totality. But first God looks at everybody independently, just like a craftsman, even though he wants to look at all the vessels together, he's first got to make them separately. Okay? Om Rabbi Recha, very beautiful Gemara, he says, what's the pshana Yotzer Yachad Libam? God wants Sheliban Yachide love, that our heart should be unified and directed singularly towards him. Okay, that's God's intent for us. Om Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Avun said, Mishu Yochi Balamo, another interpretation, somebody Kayoitza Yachad Libam, he learns out God, who's the one creator of their hearts. Klarhaven and Komasem already understood everything they did. Okay. Uvachag nidon amayim. And Yad Sukkos were judged on water. Masnisa Rabbi Kiva, Mishnah Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, my Nisuch HaMayim Dvar Torah. Nisuch HaMayim is the Raisa. And why would it be the Raisa? Because on Yad Sukkos were judged on water. How so? B'sheni, it says, what's the famous drasha? B'sheni, on the second day of Sukkos, says, V'niskehem. There's an extra mem there. B'shishi even unsachea, there's an extra yud there. Peshvik mishpatam. There's an extra mem there. Yud mem mem mayim. Mem yud mem. Sorry, mayim. It's water. So Amar, the Torah says, Havi sorim bikurim in Pesach. Bring the first crop, the korban omer bikurim of our barley and Pesach. Shetis baruch fanecha tvor, in order to bless the grain, because the mishpat on grain is on Pesach. Havi chitim bikurim batzeres. Bring the wheat for the korban shnei alechem, for the two breads on the terrace. Shetis baruch fanecha perisil, in order to bless the crops of the trees, you know, before the chet of Adam Rishon, there's a chazal which says, so this tree from which he ate was a chita, a tree, and grain used to grow on trees, bread used to grow on trees, so therefore that was it's alluded to in the carbon we bring on Shavuos, when the din is on the trees, on the fruit. And more may I talk about this, it will arrive. Nisuch ha-mayim b'chag. Why do we do nisuch ha-mayim, libation of water on Sukkot? She's baruch v'nech ha-mayim to bless the waters. Tanya Rishim b'yuchai says, Ha-reisho Yisroel k'shem Rosh Hashanah. This is a very famous Gemara also. If Am Yisroel was okay in Rosh Hashanah, v'nisulam k'shem Reuven, they were decreed they should get a lot of rain. U'b'sov chot, and eventually they sinned. Leave chos meni evshar, you can't take away the rain. Shekvar nigzor gzer, the decree is already rained. Makosh Baruch Hu says, "God do mifaz, and he scatters the rain like yamim to the oceans, umidboros and the deserts, lunaros and the rivers, kidei shalote and arts maram, in order that we shouldn't derive any benefit." Matam, what pasuk teaches us is, "Lantir al oretz lo ish, to cause the rain to fall on lands where there's no people, midbar and deserts lo adamo, which there are no people as well." Harei Shaloi we spoke Shem Rosh Hashanah. What about vice versa? The Jews were stinkers on Rosh Hashanah. But Yigzal Em Kshayim Melatim, it is okay that they have very little rain. Ubesof Asu Tshuva, and then the Tshuva, Lo Sivah Leim Yavshar, you can't raise, you cannot. Shekvar Nigzal Gzer, the decree was already made. Makosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, what does God do to them? Moridon Kedei Ha'oretz. He brings down the mount necessary for the land. Umeshivimoyim Tloim Ruchos, he brings the dew and winds. Kedei Shetanei Oretz, in order for the land to get additional benefit from them, in order for them to be effective. My time pasuk teaches us this: Tlomea Rave Nachas, its furrows you will satiate with pleasure. Gidudea, its legions, Bir Vivim, with the raindrops, Timogagna, will rejoice. Simcha Tevarech, you'll bless its vegetation. Okay. Tzia Gamchom, heat, a parchedness, lack of water, and heat, Yigzlu Meme Sheleg, will steal the waters of the snow melts. Sha'ol Chatu, because in the depths they have sinned. Avonos Shi'os Yisrobekites, the Averis Jews do in the summer. Gozlu Meme Sheleg, they steal from them the rainwater from the snow, right? Jews do a lot of Averis in the summer, right? So therefore they lose their rain. See, it says, Tomin Ener Shem Lekechaba Mereish Roshona, always the eyes of God are in Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year. Kahana Omar Mereish Yisrael without an Aleph Vad Achris Shona until the end of the year. Madvila Berosha, if you act poor at the beginning of the year, mean that you do proper tshuva, right? And you humiliate yourself, not humiliate yourself, humble yourself in Rosh Hashanah. V'yoyev lo achris tava, you get a good end, b'seifa, at the end of the year. Okay? New Mishnah. Halacha da. Al-shish ha-chadoshim ha-shlo shluchim yaitzim. The shluchim would go out in 6 months a year to tell Am Yisrael when the Rosh Chodesh was. Al nisan mibnei ha-Pesach, nisan because of Pesach, v'al ab mibnei ha-Tayitz because of Tisha B'Av, v'al elu mibnei Rosh Hashanah, right? So you know when next month is. V'al tisha mibnei takos ma'ados, so you know when the Yom Tovim were, right? Because obviously they're only going to find it after Yom Tov, but to know to fix the calendar for the coming season when things are going to be. When the Beis Hamikdash existed, they'd also go out on Iyar, because Minei Pesach Katan, Klim Pesach Sheni. That's where Beitzuaf Atzeres. What about Shavuos? No, Atzeres Chatuchi. Atzeres Shavuos is always said. It's always 50 days after Pesach. Ashkech Samai, that's why it comes out. Pa'am Yechamisha, sometimes Shavuot is on the fifth day of Sivan. Pa'am Yechisha, sometimes the sixth day of Sivan. Pa'am Yechiva, sometimes on the seventh day of Sivan. Shleimim, in both months, Tinisan and Iyar have 30 days. Then it comes out on the Chamisha, comes on the fifth day of Sivan. If Kesidra, if one is Molin, one is Chaser, one is 30 days, one is 29 days, as we have, it comes out on the sixth day of Sivan. Chaserin, if they're both 29 days, comes out on the seventh day of Sivan. Now, ask them, why did they go on Tishrei Lok for Yotze Be'el? Didn't they go out on El? Begin the Modal, this guy, Shachanah, tells when Rosh Hashanah was. Nir goes crazy on this question. He says, what are you talking about? Of course you have to know. For Yom Kippur, right? For Sukkot. What kind of question is that? Why do they have to go out on Tishrei? Yes, they went out on El, but who says what day Rosh Hashanah was?
So when on Tishrei did they go out? On Gimel or Dalet Tishrei? They can't go out on Aleph Tishrei.
Gimel Tishrei. They went down Gimel Tishrei.
So those people
or base Tishrei when there's still only one day Rosh Hashanah. So the Nir, so he goes through various impossibilities. In the end, he leaves it difficult. But I think the pshat is that we know that the shluchim are not getting very far, right? So they have many less days to go. So what's the point? That's really what he's asking. In other words, they're not going to go 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They're not going to go Yom Kippur. They're not going to go, and so they're not going to get very far. So, you know, if you're not going to get very far, what's the point of going through it?
Well, it's like a chain reaction. They could tell one town, the next town.
Right. They could. And next one bears you out. But the Gemara here doesn't give this answer, which I don't think that my way of understanding is much better than whatever the Nir proposed. But I don't know how to explain it.
Did the Maskilim mess it up when they tried?
Not the Maskilim. There were many years later. Maskilim were Stokim. Yeah, that's later in the Masechta. Stokim, Maskilim, right? They're all the same. What's the difference?
Bad guys.
It's in order to notify people that the month. When the month was, and it seems like the answer is that, okay, wherever they'll get to. In other words, cautious, they're not going to get it before. The answer is wherever they'll get to. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Now, the next one I'm going to teach you, like the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael says, is a really cool pshat. I don't think anybody else learns like this, but it's really cool what he says. I got to give him a lot of credit for this one. Sounds true, too. I'm Yeshua Ben Levi, Ana Ariv Le'ilain. I'm a guarantor for those, the Azli and the Nimurin, to go to get to Nimurin, to lay schad minon mayis miozo. Nobody's going to die if they go there, because of shluchim mitzvah. It's a very strange thing. What is he talking about? He's telling the shluchim that you should all go to Nimra, when he came to Nimrin, was a dangerous place. He has to guarantee they're not going to die. So the Shari Torah says, so says a beautiful pshat. He says, at the time of the Moroim, the shluchim were very much inhibited. And that's why he says, the time of the Moroim, we already find it Syria that made 2 days. You want to, Syria is right outside Eretz Yisrael. They get there very quickly. But the governments, I don't know who was governing where, wouldn't let them get very far. The furthest they could go was Nimra, which is a city on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael. So Shimon ben Levi was telling the people in Bavel, he sent them a message. He's saying, not our shluchim, which we send out. Rather, if you guys send people to find out when the Rosh Chodesh is, I guarantee you they're not going to die because of Shluchei Mitzvah. So he's trying to give them an incentive to come themselves and find out when Rosh Chodesh was set on those months after the Shluchim from Eretz Yisrael could no longer go very far. So they're trying to give them an incentive to come themselves and find out. Okay? Tam on Chashin, what happened when they didn't find out? So it says that they're there in Bavel. There are people who says with some Rabbi Chayyom, they fast Yom Kippur, the great fast, 2 days in a row. Okay, Omer Chitzchitz said, don't do that. Lamata Machnisim Atzchem Lemi Sofek. Because why do you put yourself into the Sofek? Chazaka Shein Basin Mizatzim. But Basin is not lazy. Meaning they always make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day. Not they don't push it off a day. Right? El is always 29 days. Maybe 1 year it won't be, so we go after Rov. But Basin always is diligent to trying and making it on the 30th day. Okay, we rely on that. Why do we rely on that? Because they have a terrible mice. Which one's happened? Avod Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok, Chashal Garmei, he was machmir for himself. V'tzam train yomin, he fasted for 2 days, afsek krucha, and his intestines fell apart, v'domach, and he died. So therefore, we should never, fast for 2 days, because it's akoros nefoshos. Okay? Ashnei chodashim b'chalim es Shabbos. Now we're talking about the opposite. Edim come to testify in court that they saw the new moon. For 2 months a year, they can be Machal Shabbos to come tell us that they saw the new moon. What are that? Which are those? Al Nisan, Val Tishrei. And those months, the reason why it's so important for Edim to come quickly is because the assumption is, again, remember we just said, that Beis Din has to make it on the proper day, right? So we want the Edim to get there ASAP, right? So therefore, we want Shabbat B'Shluchim Yoytzim L'Suriah, and on those days, those months, the emissaries will go out to the Golos to tell to tell us that the calendar was fixed for the coming year. Ukshabes Hamikdash, and this is only after the Golos. Ukshabes Hamikdash Kayam, when the Beis Hamikdash was extant, Mechayim Kol, they could be Mechayim Shabbos on all of them. Kedei Mineta Kos Korban, order to bring the Korban Rosh Chodesh on the proper time. That's part of bringing the Korban. Beit Shneir Baalio, whether the moon is seen clearly, and you can assume other people will testify, or Beit Shalonir Baalio, the moon was not seen clearly, Mechayim Lov is a Shabbos, and Mechayim Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Yenir Baalio was seen clearly, and Mechayim Lov is Shabbos, not Mechayim Shabbos. We assume other people who are nearby will come to the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim in order to tell them that they saw the new moon. There was a time when more than 40 sets of witnesses passed. Vikwan Rabbi Akiva, Balun Rabbi Akiva delayed them in Lud because he said two is enough, but he needed 44. Shulchan Gamil said the message, I assume they were in Yavne. Gamil said the message, Ima'akiva Tosa Rabim. If you impede them many from coming, they're going to cause a stumbling block because next time nobody will come. You have refined silver apparent to the land. In other words, well known. There was some merchants who had well known refined silver. Mizuka Shiva Sime, 7 times purified. Meiser Shrabi Yisrael Rabbeim Zuk, we're quoting the mission, we had this case where 40 passed. Figuring Rabbi Kiv Lud, Rabbi Kiv and Pi them Lud. Mibne Shein Mem Zuk, that's only because there were 40. Avnia Zuk Echot, if it was one set, Loya Makvo, he would not have caused him to lay. Shalchor Gamliel, so Gamliel sent a message, Yimaki Vatosa Rabbi, if you impede the masses, Nimtsa's Mashin Lossi Lovo, so you're going to cause them to stumble, they're not going to come in the future. So says Mar, a different reason we gave in the Mishnah. Not because we're afraid so much of Losi Lovo, but also because you're repeating the Mass and doing a mitzvah. I guess it's also that eventually you're going to repeat every mitzvah. They're not going to come next time. Anybody who impedes the Mass is going to do a mitzvah. So they put Rabbi Akiva in Chayram. Says Ma'amar Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom Chas v'Sholom Lodis. Not Rabbi Akiva. It wasn't Rabbi Akiva. A Rosh Gadir Hoya. It was some sort of government official. Gamliel sent the message. She saw and they took him down for being from whatever position he had. Okay. What?
Avum Noshiraz Chodesh.
A father and son who saw the Rosh Chodesh, they should go. Of course, they can't join with each other because they're possible to join in a group. But rather, maybe one of the two of them will come at the apostle. And the second one will join with somebody else and become a witness, right? In case one of them turns out to be invalid witness. Shimon says the father and son and all the relatives, they can join together. You can actually have a father and son or be witnesses. Why? The Gemara will say. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tuvia Roy, favorite Rabbi Yossi argues. Says Maisa B'Tuvia is a doctor. Shiroz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the Moshe Chodesh Yerushalayim, who even though he and his kid, V'Avim Shulchan, his freed slave. V'Kibul HaKohanim, so first they went to the Beit Din of Kohanim. So the Kohanim accepted also Vesmano. Of course, Kohanim were very sensitive to Yichus, right? So they accepted him and his kid, Upasus Avdo, but they rejected the slave, because it's not so Yichus. Ukshibola Basin, when they came to the real Basin, Kiblo Osoves Avdo. They accepted him and his slave, Upasus Beno, but rejected the kid. Why? Because they held the father and son, right? Tan Rebbe Shimon, what's the Lachar Rebbe Shimon that you accept a father and son or two brothers on Eretz Chodesh? Kitchilos, like this week's parasha when it begins. Vayam Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron, Achodesh Zel Chem Rosh Chodeshim. Who were the first witnesses on Rosh Chodesh? Moshe and Aaron. Two brothers. Kibla Akwani Moshe Vesmano, Pasul Savdo, Mishum Sul, because they thought the Evid was Pasul, because he was an Evid. Shabbat Beisa Kibla Oso Vesavdo, Pasul Vesmano, Mishum Koro, because they said it's not true. An Evid is, if he's released, no longer Pasul, but a kid is always related, so therefore they have to Pasul him. Eilein Apsulim, these are the people who are Pasul to Eidus HaChodesh. Hamasachi Bekubia, a gambler, plays the dice or all sorts of games of chance, goes to casinos. Vamalva Beribis, somebody who loans money for an interest. Umafrichi Yanim, somebody who raises pigeons. Vesarishvi is people who deal in Shemitah fruit. Vavadim and slaves who are not yet freed. Okay? Zakla's general principle. Kol Edushena, Ishak Sherlo, any testimony which a woman is not kosher, Afhein Inksherim. What testimony is a woman kosher for? Two types.
Yeah, her husband was killed.
Her husband was killed, Aguna, and?
And the Sota?
No, Mikvah. All Isurin. Oh. All Isurin, right? Any, Yoridea, right? Eidechonem Isurin. Okay? So that all these people are believed as well. You can have a Mashgiach who's a gambler, but you can't have a Eid who's a monetary case who's a gambler.
Bishop Harrell is one in Sanhedrin.
Right. Yes. Right, yeah, right, exactly. Right. Okay? What's a gambler's emissary? Piece of pisini plays with pieces of wood. Okay, I guess they're like dice. I don't know. But echo, we extend this. Echo messiah, piece of pisini doesn't matter if it's a piece of wood.
That's the scene of the Ten Commandments. When the old Pharaoh.
First sports, then movies.
He's playing like a game with his daughter. He throws those three wooden pieces onto the...
Onto that's the old Egyptian game.
No.
It's an old Egyptian game. I can't remember the name of the selling.
But that's maybe what it's referring to.
Okay, could be. Erev Sari, a piece of scene. Verem Sari, a cliff here goes in. This afternoon, my afternoon show, somebody gave me an article to read, and I think I lost it already, about this from basketball player and
yes.
Tamir Goodman or something like that.
Tamir Goodman, TA of Baltimore.
TA Baltimore. Do you have the article still?
It's a cutout. It's a little
something from ESPN News, he had it.
All right, so he's going to University of Maryland for basketball. He's probably that good.
Rabbi
Finkelstein. Anyway, he says, this is unheard of. We haven't seen anything like this in 5,700 years.
So this afternoon, the guy, they start asking me, Rabbi, what do you have to say about this? So here, the afternoons and the morning and the evenings, he's getting bombarded with these kinds of things. All right, it's my Latin life. That's right. Okay. Zav Messiah Pisipisin. Echor Messiah Pisipisin. Doesn't matter if it sticks or wood. Vech Messiah Plebe. Goes in somebody who's playing with nutshells. I don't know what kind of game you play with nutshells. Rimoni or pomegranate shells. Even worse.
Like those guys in the street in New York.
Yeah. Three card Monty. All right. Mei Messiah Kavanson. When you accept them back, Mishiva or Shishbor, it's when he breaks the wood. The woods which he's playing with via Vadek, he's checked to see if he did tshuva. The Yachsa Bochasar Gomorrah, he does complete repentance. Mava Ribis, Zeshu Mava Ribis, the usurer, Mei Masai Makabi knows some when you accept him back. Mishiko shows so when he rips apart his documents, the Vadek is checked to have done complete tshuva. Yachsa Chazar Gomorrah. Marfich Yoinim, Zeshu Mamre Yoinim is somebody who bets on pigeons. The coordinator says he makes the pigeons compete with each other, fights them. But it's either fights or bets on them.
It's only pigeons?
No. Echa mamri yoinim, echa mamri sharbeima. doesn't eat any animal, chaya, oaf, of any sort, greyhounds, horses, anything. Mame Saikam, someone who said it back, Mishibar Zhishbar's Pekimov, when he breaks the sticks which they used to use to make the pigeons fly. Vyivdok, you know, they used to beat him. Vyivdok is Czech, Vyachsmachazar Gomorrah. Sech Shvis! Zetagor Shvis is the person who deals in Shemitah fruit. Ezu Sech Shvis, what's the person who deals in Shemitah fruit? Interesting, look at this. So Shuyoshi Vibato Kosh Nishmo. The rest of the 6 years, he doesn't do anything. Can't make that much money. But in Shemitah, came Chigir Shvis, he's Chumashi Yosiyotim, he extends his hands, Vinoyti, he starts training with Peiros Aveira, the forbidden fruit. Name is Haikabin, so when he said the back, Mishtagir Shvisach, he has to wait a whole 7 years. For the next 7 years, he's supposed to lay this. He has to wait till next Shemitah Vivah, they can be checked. Yachzabo Chazor Gemura. Tan Rabbi Yisim Eshne Shvios, he's got to wait 14 years. Because God approved himself over the course of two Shemitahs. Tan Shem Rabbi Nechemia. Chazir's mama, you know this tshuva? Tshuva you can't do. You have to cash tshuva. Not just verbal tshuva. Chazir's mama, v'lo chazir's for him. Got to give back any money. Not just give back, not just say, oh, I'm doing tshuva. And that's also by Shemitah. V'yomai, you should say, for instance, Holachem Masayim Zuz. If he made 200 zoos, he should say, here's 200 zoos, l'chakum l'aniyim, and distribute to poor people, ma'ashe niskarti v'ver sever, that which I made money from forbidden fruit.
So he's therefore saying you don't have to wait 14 years, or even 7 years.
I don't think so. I think he says you have to wait and see he doesn't do it again. But besides that, you can't just say, no, next time we won't do it again. Whatever money he made this past time, he's got to give back. That's what I think he's saying. I'm not sure, but I don't know what to say. Okay, Sivan had to add a couple of more psulim. Haroim, shepherds. Now, Sivan's the Rabbanon, obviously, right? Shepherds, the Chamsonim, and people who compel people to make sales to them, Gazlanim, and bandits. The Chol Choshidim, the moment anybody suspects on money, it does them tell there is null and void. Amri Avo, the Vadbroim, Bay Madak, it's only shepherds, not cattle people, not cowboys, because shepherds are notorious for having their sheep graze in fields which are not proper. Not camel drivers, no, because they generally go in deserts. Okay, Vam Rav Chuna. You know, I once heard, I never saw this inside, but I heard once many years ago that people who sell lulavim in Israel are apostle aiders for 3 months after Sukkot.
Really?
Yes. Because of gouging the public. Now, I never don't know if it's actually true. It might just be an apocryphal story, but this is what I once heard. I know why 3 months is enough. All right, but amen. Say it's going further. Vam Ravuna said, Matanam Africha Yarnim, who's the one who says that flying pigeons make the apostolatus? Rabbi Lezer. It's Rabbi Lezer. Now, I know it's our mission, Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbanan. The Tina Taman we learned over there, Shnayim B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, two things named Rabbi Lezer. First of all, Yaitzi Isha B'Yirsha Zav, a woman can wear certain pieces of expensive jewelry on Shabbos, called Yirsha Zav, you know, Shalayim Shazav was a pendant which looked like you Shalayim made of gold. And that's not relevant to us. But the other thing says, Mafricha Yainim P'suli Minaitis. People who raise pigeons are apostolatus. Amrei Mona Kum Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Mona asked for Rabbi Yossi, Kola Hi Sanhedrin, Rabbi Lezer, all those things enumerated Sanhedrin, and here, of course. That apostolatus are all like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbanan. Amalei so he said, Divrei HaKoli. No, everybody agrees. Mao Divrei HaKoli, what does it mean, Divrei HaKoli? Hachem Rabbi Yossi, this is what Rabbi Yossi said, Yol Yimanu Shu Apostle Me'edus Mamon. We know that according to Rabbanan also agree that all these people are apostle to testify monetary matters. Rabbanan agree, all these people, shady characters, apostle Me'edus Mamon. Ma boloi, to what did Rabbi Lezer testify? What is Rabbi Lezer saying differently than everybody else? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Kishem shu apostle made his mama, kacha apostle made his devotion. Rabbi Lezer is just like the apostle for monetary, the apostle even for the more stringent level of capital crimes. Rabban say, even though these guys are suspect to lie in cases which have to do with money, but they're not suspect to lie in capital crimes. In such areas, are not suspect to lie. Okay? So says Gemara, V'eide nefoshel, eide achodesh, ke'eide nefoshel stami. Eide achodesh is like,
Yeah, because
because if they make a mistake on that, then we're chayav.
Sure, it's getting nefashas pashas. It's because it's part of the bedikah, the hakiras.
Right, but then our mission is only going like Rabbi Lezer. That's near says that. Gemara is saying, Aiden and Foshos, but then in our Mishnah, which says that they're puzzle, even though monetary, Mafriche Yoinim, right, we pass them even for Aiden Chodesh, that's why you're going to the Krebi Lezer, because like Rabbanon, they're not Choshed on that, right? So that's why our Mishnah is going to the Krebi Lezer, and that's what Rav Chuna said, Maton and Mafriche Yoinim Rebi Lezer, right? So everybody agrees, Mafriche Yoinim are puzzle for Aiden's mama. But our mission is talking about Eidus HaChodesh, which is like the Fushos. Because as you say, the Fushos issues can be conditioned on it. And that's going to the Krebi Lezer, because like Rabbanan, if it's Eidus HaChodesh like Eidus the Fushos, so since it's a more severe level of Eidus, we would believe the gamblers on that one. Okay? So says the Gemara, Flatani Zeklau, wait a minute. Our mission cannot be like Krebi Lezer. Why? Cute chap. Vatai, I'm also going to learn this according to the Nir. Vatai, is that a cloud called Edushena Isha Kshera law? By the way, I have to say, the Nir is one of the major achronim on Yerushalmi. Somewhat difficult to understand. But, till now, I didn't have to look at him inside because Lieberman brought down all the important ones. But now I'm compelled to look at it inside. And this is, I don't know if you can buy it, but it's a very basic important. I photocopied the yeshiva's copy. His, I don't think it's with his name. His name was Reb Meir Marim. Marim, Mem Aleph Reshud Mem. I think near side with Yerushalmi, something Yerushalmi. Known Yerushalmi, I don't know exactly what. Alright, so name and maybe Meir. Near, I don't know. I didn't look in the introduction. What? Yeah, Nir is a modern Israeli name, but that's not, I don't think it's relevant. Alright, in many events, so the Nir says a cube chat. Says, our mission, the way he explains, Vatani Zekla kol Edeshein Ishuk Sherla, Av Hein Ink Sherim Law. Says, in our mission, any testimony which a woman is not kosher for, they're not kosher for. That sounds like a testimony which a woman is kosher for, they are kosher for. That sounds like there's a testimony a woman's kosher for. What testimony is a woman kosher for? Aguna.
That's not real testimony.
Rabbi Lezer says it is. Let's say it is. Rabbi Lezer says she's not kosher for that. Rabbi Lezer and Yavamis, the near note knew Yavamis. Remember Yavamis. And remember that a woman, according to Rabbi Lezer, is not good. She can't testify matters of Aguna. So I am Mishnah's Mashma that an Eved can testify matters of Aguna because a woman can. But Rabbi Lezer holds away. Rabbi Lezer holds a woman's not good even for matters of Aguna. So you know, one, you want to say our mission is Rabbi Lezer because he passels the gamblers even for Eidus HaChodesh, which is higher than monetary. And the other hand, our mission can't be like Rabbi Lezer because our mission sounds like for Agunos, women are kosher, women are not kosher for Agunos. So then we'll give the old stock cop-out answer. Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer, Matnisa Rabbanan, who's the author? Our mission should be your cats be Rabbanan, not Rabbi Lezer. Yet it can't be. So this is come on, Rabbanan Krebi Lezer. Might delay pleading on love. It's like the Rishon of the Bavli says that the Rishon of Sfirle Krebi Lezer Bechada pleading Bechada. The rabbis who composed our Mishnah, they're like Rabbi Lezer in one respect, that even for the more severe Eidus gamblers are possible. They are like Rabbi Lezer in another respect, that they hold that by Agunos, gamblers are okay, just like women are okay. So it's a rabbi, the author of Mishnah, makes a pshara. In some matters, he holds a krebelez, in some matters, he holds a krebon. Rabbi Yehem Shem Rav Chuna said, Kula Rabbi Lezer. The Mishnah Rabbi Lezer, even the Mishnah Sanhedrin is like Rabbi Lezer. You should know, Rabban and Amachshir gamblers, even for monetary matters. Amazing concept. He says, even the mission which passes gamblers for monetary matters, which is the duplicate mission to our one in Sanhedrin, that's also Rabbi Lezer. The Asian Ilan Plagvusa Kilan Plagvusa, and this machlokus is like the other machlokus. Tani Eid Zoymin. And Eid Zoymin, the lying witness, posted B'chol Eid Shavatara. The very man is, can't trust him in anything. No matter what he lied about, he can't trust him in anything. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Ema Sibel Enzachu is Machanim to Zoyme Beit the Fashos." only if they're found to be zaymim in the most severe edus, which are the fashas, then he's possible for everything. Avanim sub zaymim edus mammon, but if he's found to be the possible in edus mammon, a mammon nechshad umi mammon nefsal. He's only suspect of money, and only of money is he possible. Basi the Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon, so Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon hold the same thing, and therefore a gambler, is he chashad to steal? Does he lie for money? Does he ever lie for money? No, he just gambles. So why do you suspect him to lie? Rabbi Meir, who says that even an Eidzomi my money is suspect on Dina Fashos, that's Rabbi Lezer Shita. And you'll tell me you suspicion, it's under suspicion across the board. But Rabban and Taka don't hold that way. So the Mishnah in Yud Sanhedrin, according to Yushalmi, which says that gamblers are postulators, even though we don't know they lie, that's only like Rabbi Elezer. But like Rabbanon, as long as they haven't proven their life for monetary matters, they remain kosher, despite the fact that they're low lives, and we don't like the way they make their living.
They're only saying that Misachi Bikubi are like stealers, because they steal time. They could be working, they could be doing things.
That's Rabbi Yehuda there in Sanhedrin says, Eino minayushu, because they're not civilized. But it's not. We're saying that that's not Rabbanon. Rabban Ohol, okay, the gambles are low, it's impossible ladies who can't make them. Okay, everybody, so stop here for this evening.